Canaletto appears to have favored beauty over accuracy, as this painting indicates. Here, he presents Venice through his eyes, creating an illusion that tricks us into believing we are seeing the actual city. However, upon closer inspection, we notice some artistic liberties have been taken. The palace at the right edge is more pronounced and at a sharper angle than in real life. The bell tower to the left appears slenderer, and the bridge in the center is larger than life, deliberately brought closer to us for pictorial effect. The whole canal is more open than in reality. By the mid-1730s, Canaletto was the most sought-after artist in Venice. He created multiple versions of similar compositions to meet the growing demand for his work. It is important to note that none of his paintings were made in situ. Many 18th century landscape painters used a tool called the camera obscura in the creative process. Canaletto probably used this early predecessor of the camera to capture accurate views of the city. Attesting to this is the protective cover of such a device housed in the Museo Cora in Venice and inscribed with a canal, an abbreviation of his name.